Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Wham Theater's Fresh Takes Play Reading Series presents groundbreaking stories that are imaginative and thoughtful explorations of complex issues affecting women and girls. This Sunday, July 13th at Ventford Hall in Lenox, Massachusetts, Wham presents Alien Girls by Amy Berryman. The reading is directed by Wham's artistic director, Janae Carino, and will have performances at both 2 and 7 p.m. Time traveling through decades of friendship between two writers on the brink of huge life changes, Alien Girls is a meta-theatrical dark comedy about the joys and challenges of creating art, cultivating friendships, and building a life of meaning. Amy Berryman is a playwright, screenwriter, actor, and teaching artist. Her play Walden had its world premiere on London's West End in May 2021 and premiered off-Broadway in 2024 at Second Stage. Alien Girls was an O'Neill finalist in 2024. Again, Wham Theater presents Fresh Takes readings of Alien Girls in Lenox this Sunday at 2 and 7 p.m., and Amy Berryman and Janae Carino join me now. Welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you both for being here.
Hi, thank you for having us. So happy to be here.
Thank you, Sarah.
Let's begin with you, Janae, and tell me how this play came across your reading table and why it fits as part of Wham's Fresh Takes mission.
Every play that Wham selects for this season goes through a pretty rigorous process through our literary committee. We meet monthly and we read plays that we've recognized on some of the lists that you mentioned in your intro or by recommendation. And so Amy is someone who Wham has showcased in the past during Fresh Takes. I think it's New Galileos we did many years ago.
2021, I think.
Yeah, pre my time. And when I read this piece, I knew that I wanted to be the one to direct it because I was really intrigued by the feminist tradition of sharing one's own experience with navigating the role of mother and the role of artist. I remember early on in my undergrad, I read Elizabeth Badinter's Mother Love in 1981, where she retells the history of motherhood alongside her like modern in the moment, modern 1981 experience of mothering. And there's another book that Amy, you actually refer to in the script, Sheila Hetty's Motherhood, which is a more contemporary rendering of that decision of whether or not one will mother or not, and how does one make space for one's artistry. And so that balance of how we mother, if we mother, how we navigate this or not alongside a creative life is one that's central to my own path and my own line of inquiry. And Amy captured this so beautifully and poignantly and in its whole messiness of decision making. It really touched me. I think it also captures a moment in one's life. You know, all the way up until your 30s, I think you are dreaming about your life. And then when you're stepping into your 30s, at least for me, I was making a lot of choices that really defined who my friend group was, who am I as a person, who am I going to be truly in my lived experience, not just in my fantasy life of what it might be to occupy this space of artist. And so it just hit home on a lot of different frequencies for me. And I knew it was a project I wanted to direct and an artist I wanted to work with. And that means a lot to me too.
Amy, if you can recall your first thoughts at the inception of writing this piece, what were the questions that you were facing or wanted to tackle in the penning of Alien Girls? And then once you began, how did you land on the format and how the story would roll out?
Yeah, thank you for that question. You know, I think I started writing this play on a plane from New York to LA. I was moving to LA from New York after having lived there for many years and created a whole life there. And I think that, like Janae was saying, as you get into your 30s, you start to not only experience your own making of these huge life choices that sort of change everything and feel so big and sometimes frightening and exciting all at the same time, but you also start to see your friends making those choices. At this time, like, my friends were having babies, they were getting married, they were getting engaged, I was moving across the country, I had just met my partner, and everything was changing. I think that the pandemic, like where I was at in my life, at the moment the pandemic happened, it sort of, I think it almost exacerbated those feelings as well. And so I just started writing about these two friends who were starting to have to face the changes that were occurring in their own lives and then therefore in their friendship. And then I started to explore this idea of being a writer and a creator and a mother and the multi meanings that the word mother can encompass. And so it started to have this really interesting meta theatrical level to the piece that I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah, I'm a very sort of intuitive, subconscious writer, and I sort of let all of that come forward. And I think it became for me, myself asking myself the question, do I want to have a child as I'm creating all this work? Can I, can we as a society, you know, can women quote unquote have it all? All those questions were sort of baked into this piece that did come out of just watching the women that I cared so much about in my life start to ask those questions of themselves, and all these changes began to occur. So that was sort of where the play came from.
Can you speak to how the title applies to the plot, or would that give away the meta theatrical elements? Okay, go ahead.
No, great. Yeah, it's such a great question. I think it comes from, you know, as we're watching Tiffany and Carolyn, these two friends in sort of a present day, we're also seeing bits and pieces of how their relationship developed. And they always, they connect over this moment of feeling like they're aliens in a strange land, but each from their own planet on a new planet. And that's where the title comes from. It comes from something one of them is writing, this poem, and something that really connects them. And I also think for me, it refers to how I feel as an artist creating something, how the piece that I'm writing feels like its own being and thing that sort of has its own agency inside of me. And I think that that also is reflective in how I hear women talk about the babies in their bellies being aliens. So that's how it all sort of comes together in my mind. But yes, to get the full context, you'll have to come see the reading to fully understand the title.
Sure. Janae, as you direct the piece, what are you learning? What are you feeling? How is it going, et cetera?
I am really interested in how we create a gestural life to the intimacy between Carolyn and Tiffany. That's really important in all of my work, is there is something so beautiful about the relationships women have with one another. And there's something sacred, and there's a new language that's developed and created every time you have a new friendship with someone else. And this relationship between Tiffany and Carolyn kind of has a lot of questions, like where does their love begin and end, and what is the limits of that love as they grow and mature? And so that's one of the things I want to take really good care of. For Fresh Takes, we have 5 hours of rehearsal time. So on Saturday, we'll all be meeting and we're going to dive right in, and it's pretty quick and dirty. I'm doing the planning now, kind of going scene by scene and figuring out what's actually happening in each scene, what is changing and growing for these characters, what's the like exciting new information that needs to be communicated so that really Amy's words translate to the audience and they're super clear about what's happening and who these women are. But the atmosphere I hope to create is something I'm most excited about.
Amy, you have worked with Wham before, and I imagine it must have gone well if you've opted to return with your work. What did you like about working with Wham Theater? What are you discovering as you collaborate this time?
Yes, well, I'm so excited to be back because in 2021, it was a little bit tougher to actually come out and get to see and experience the reading. I also love the plays that, like, the taste is just so great at Wham. Galileo's Daughter by Jessica Dickey is a play that I really love. Jessie Dickey was like a mentor of mine as I was transitioning from being an actor to being a writer. And I've just really enjoyed this process with Janae so far. They've really gone to great lengths to take care of me. And the fact that I get to come out and see it, it's just so huge for a writer. You learn so much every time you get to work with someone new and see new actors embody these roles. And as this piece is still developing, it's just sort of invaluable for me as a writer. It's a really, really amazing opportunity. So I'm so excited to get to go out and be there.
Wham Theater's Fresh Takes Play Reading Series presents Alien Girls by Amy Berryman at Benford Hall in Lenox, Massachusetts, this Sunday, July 13th at 2 and 7 p.m. Janae Carino directs. You can learn more at whamtheater.com, and that link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org. Janae and Amy, thank you very much for your time. Break legs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.